The thief comes to kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Bodies in Christ. It is time for a Kingdom Health Transformation with Mike James.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Radio Land, the Light family, the Light Church, as it's called. This is Mike James, and I'm introducing you to a new show on the station, Bodies in Christ, a Kingdom Transformation. So I'm thankful to be here. I appreciate the Light for having a vision to allow us to share a word around health and wellness. And so, I'm thankful and grateful. And also, I just want to shout out some of our partners that has helped to make this radio broadcast happen. Choice Behavior Health, I definitely want to shout them out. And Crystal Nickerson over in Greensboro for definitely catching the vision and saying, hey, I want to support something that's good and wholesome and something that will benefit the body of Christ. Also, I want to shout out Kingdom Builders Associates. And just what they're doing to make this broadcast possible, as well as Gifted Healing and Jerrica. That's it, and Jerrica Artists. And just for her support with making this possible as well as Crawford Chiropractic. Of course, you know their slogan, we got your back. So again, thanks to all of our sponsors. And we just want to share some word around health and healing. And so what I'm going to do is give you some backdrop on exactly how this came to be, how the Lord put this in my spirit years ago, and how we're here where we are today, sharing a word on health. Of course, we all know the scripture, and this is one of the foundational scriptures for the program. And it's called, the scripture is 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it's God's will for us to be healthy. That's a given. So, that's a starting point. That's something to build on. So I want you to really keep that at heart, because as we get into some of the things that we'll be teaching during these sessions and during the broadcast, and hopefully, you have ears to hear, that we can bring about some change, because what we're looking to do is change some minds as it relates to our health and what's possible. So, that's the foundation. So what I'll do too is give you an idea of what will be upcoming on different shows and things like that. Just to give you an idea, different weeks we'll have people in the studio that have experienced a transformation with their health, people that love God and will want to share their testimony and kind of share their journey, because the word says we overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we'll be getting those testimonies and have people in studio. As a matter of fact, next week we're scheduled to have someone that, some of the listeners may know out there that will share his story of how, he just had a change of heart, change of mind around health. And now he's enjoying living the abundant life as it relates to health. I see him, posting on Facebook. He's smiling, walking, and he's posting at times like 5 and 5:30 in the morning and smiling. So, something's got to be up there, right? So and then also down the road, there's some of our sponsors that are, in the health space. And then some of them are not in the health space, but they'll share why they're supporting this broadcast and this ministry. And so we'll have them up here as well and interviewing and just, just having a time sharing, what it is God has called us to do in this space and in this time. So as I mentioned, I want to give you a little bit of backdrop on why this has even came to be. How did we come about with the Bodies in Christ, a Kingdom Health Transformation? Well, it started some years ago, actually about 30 years ago, but the journey started before then. Actually, it started during the time where I didn't know that this was even going to be the case, because at the time I wasn't saved. So I got to give you a little backdrop. I played football in North Carolina A&T, and then, got into business and doing business things and owned a business here in Greensboro. and was just kind of living a life, you know, without Christ in my life, just doing whatever. And, you know, I was always kind of health conscious because I had to be. You know, I had family members that had suffered from several, you know, chronic illnesses, you know, high blood pressure. My grandmother had a stroke. My mother, she was diabetic. When I was growing up, she was in a diabetic coma for about a month. We didn't know if she was going to make it. My father had a heart attack when I was 22, and he passed, you know, at that time. And then, you know, brother and sister both that passed of cancer at a young age. So seeing that happen in my family, it really had me think about, okay, what can I do differently at a young age? So I did do some things differently and started eating a little bit differently. But then as I, you know, grew a little bit older and got into some things, and then also, I know the summer. This is the summer that I go back to. I think it may have been the summer before I gave my life to Christ. I was in business. You know, we were doing a pretty decent business. We had accounts with several restaurants in the city, so we could pretty much eat for free. And then also, that was a problem because you could pretty much eat anytime. And so, you know, I started to put on weight. And so, you know, and I continued to put on weight. And then I don't know what happened to me, but there was a place, I'm not going to name them on the air because there's a well-known brand, and I don't know if we do that here, but Cookout, I got hooked on their milkshakes. I was having two Cookout milkshakes a day. I'd have one before noon and I had one in the evening. And now, mind you, I'm not going to get into all the backdrop, but I'm also lactose intolerant. So I was hooked. I ate them things two a day, and I literally put on 30 pounds that summer, right? Milkshake weight. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't have anything against Cookout, right? Because their milkshakes are literally the best that that you could probably get. But not necessarily the best thing for you. So I put that weight on and, you know, was carrying more weight really than I'd ever carried in my life. And so subsequently, about 4 or 5 months later, had a situation where a business partner of mine, because, you know, some things had turned around and, you know, he suggested that I give my life to Christ. And I didn't feel like, you know, at the time that I really needed to give my life to Christ. I don't know if people actually do, you know, if they're conscious that they need to. And so I was like, you know, but I had a little situation going on. He said, listen, man, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you and let the Lord come into your heart. And I was thinking, I said, well, if it makes this situation a little bit better, I'll do it. And so I did it. I guess I was sincere because a change definitely came over me to where not, you know, drastic that, you know, day, like, you know, lightning and angels were singing or anything like that. But I felt better. I felt more at peace. And so then I started reading the word. I really dove into the word. I was hungry and just, you know, word, word, word. That's all I wanted to do. And so probably about a year later, I was down at home in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and the Lord led me to fast. And as I mentioned, you know, some of the situations, health situations that were going on with my family had been in my family for years. And then as I fasted, the Lord led me to all of the healing scriptures in the Bible. So I read all of the healing scriptures, and then I wanted to get understanding. Okay, why are you leading me to these, Lord? And so then, too, he ministered to me on, you know, what that was all about and why it was necessary for me to understand those scriptures. And then a few months later, the Lord gave me a curriculum called Bodies in Christ. And this was, mind you, this was about 27, 28 years ago. And so I put everything down on paper. I got the scriptures together as far as, you know, what he wanted me to do. And the burden that I was given was to share the information because of some of the things that were going on in the body of Christ as it relates to health. And also served in the healing ministry after I joined the church in Greensboro. and served on the healing ministry for about 7 years. So I definitely saw God do some miraculous things working in that ministry and praying with folks as well, because he still does heal and deliver. But then the Lord put it on my spirit that there's a lot that we can do, because the word said faith without works is what? Is dead. So there's some work that we can do as it relates to our health and healing that the Lord shared with me. So I started doing workshops for about 4 or 5 years. I also wrote in the Full Gospel Times a health column there. And the Lord moved, and people were changed. People were transformed. People changed their minds around health and healing. And so, you know, the class was, you know, I mean, I'm assuming it was a good class, because, you know, something came from that was a young lady that I knew at church. She took the class, and, you know, a couple of years later, she did so well in the class that we ended up getting married. That's a whole nother story. But but I've been walking this out for about 25 years, what the Lord has shared, and there's different levels to it. So I stopped doing the classes in person, and, you know, involved in life and raising children and everything else. But then the Lord put it back on my spirit during the pandemic in 2020 that I needed to revisit this and get this back out there and get the word out there about health and healing, because a lot of people were concerned about their health as it related to COVID, of course. And so how can we strengthen, you know, our bodies, our immune system, all of that? But, you know, I didn't move on it right away. So this past year, it really was on my spirit more and more to start back doing the classes, which I have started back doing those virtually, start doing coaching, working with people around health and healing. And then also he led me to the light and to do the radio broadcast around this subject matter. So now we're full swing back into it. I'm thankful. But then too, the other part is a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, the Lord showed me something I was teaching back then that I hadn't fully implemented. And so now I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So once he gave me that revelation, I started implementing that part of what I had been teaching before, but I hadn't implemented completely in my own life. And over the past year and a half, my health has really completely changed. And I'll get into that in some of the sessions and, you know, some of the broadcasts that we get into and just how to walk that out. But it's real simple, because it's all scriptural. See, a lot of people they're looking for the fountain of youth. Of course, Ponce de Leon, he came over here from Spain, and that was his big deal, right? He was going to find a fountain of youth, you know, around Florida somewhere, right? But the fountain of youth is in the Word. Actually, it's not hidden. It's in plain sight. The first book in the Bible, God gives us the fountain of youth. Right. So if you open your Bibles and you look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God gives man an eating plan. He tells him exactly what his food is to be. He said, for this will be your meat, the seed, the trees, the fruit bearing trees in all the earth. For you, it shall be for meat. Right. Now, again, I'm not saying that's the only thing you have to eat or the only thing you can eat to sustain yourself. No. But what I am saying, if you eat as close to Genesis 1:29 as you can, as much as you can, you're going to experience what I call kingdom health. Kingdom health is a whole different type of vitality, a whole different type of living. And that's my prayer for each and every person listening, that you will experience kingdom health. So what we're going to do is try to walk you through some of the steps to experience kingdom health and how to come about that in your life. And again, one is you have to believe that it's God's will for you to be healthy, right? You have to believe it's his will for you to be healthy. You know, God will not withhold any good thing from us. And good health is a good thing. I don't know anyone walking around that will say they have a desire not to be in good health. That's just not natural. As a matter of fact, you can do a poll of people out there. I mean, you can do a poll of people anywhere. And two of the main concerns for most human beings walking on this earth, you know, in kind of like, a, you know, what we call a modern society, whatever. One is money, which, of course, in the kingdom, we have Dave Ramsey dealing with that. Right. And then the other thing is health. People are concerned about their health. But listen, folks, we have the answers as children of God, as people of God. We have the answer. It's not a mystery. So now what we want to do is help you to because, again, it does take changing the mind. Because there's, you know, different things out there, things we're sold, things that's promoted, different ways of thinking for the, you know, again, to make a profit, that we're encouraged to do different things. But, you know, we have to change our minds about what we do. Because I believe, and you have to believe, that it's God's will for you to experience kingdom health. Now, and I say that because I believe it. I think his word even says it when John speaks on the desire for your soul to prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as you grow in grace, as you grow in the word of God, then yes, your health, you should experience kingdom health as well. That's God's desire for you. Now, the thing is, we have to line up our desire with his desire, because God has already said that if we delight ourselves in him, that he will give us the desires of our hearts. So now if kingdom health is a desire of our heart, you know, then that's what he's going to give us, because God can't lie. Right. He can't lie. So if he says he's going to give you the desire of your heart, and kingdom health is a desire of your heart, then yes, you will have kingdom health. You just have to have faith for it. Now, the word faith, yes, you got to believe, but also you got to do something. Because again, going back to what I said earlier, faith without works is dead. See, if you say you have faith, but I don't see your deeds, then your faith is empty. But if you really have faith, then you will do that thing that you're called to do, to exercise that faith, to see God's grace operating in that space. So again, we have everything we need to overcome in every area in our lives. And I'm called to talk about this one as it relates to health. So again, you're here with Mike James, and I'm with Bodies in Christ. And this is a kingdom health transformation. So we're going to go on this journey together. We're going to break down scripture as it relates to health and healing. And hopefully you will hear it, right? Because the word says faith come by hearing, comes by hearing. So if you never hear a word on health and healing and what, you know, again, and how to apply those things to your life and walk in kingdom health, if you don't hear the word for that, you're not going to have faith for that. So that's a part of what, you know, I'm called to do, is to sound the trumpet, where you will hear the word on health, and then you can get faith for it, right? Because right now, what you're hearing and what we'll generally have faith for is what we see and what has become normal. See, and I say normal is really not normal. You know, everybody shouldn't be on medications. When I sit down and I watch my mother before she passed, you know, when we get ready to eat, which, you know, I was blessed to be able to take care of her, you know, during her last few years of life. And when we lay out the medications, you know, having 10, 12, 15 different medications that I had to sort and get ready for, that's not normal, y'all. But that's what has been normalized. That this is the path. This is the path you take. This is what you do as you get older. You know, you lay the medications out. You take them for life. But see, this is the thing, and I'm going to throw some statistics out there. 90% of the chronic illnesses and diseases are preventable, right? And then 80% of them are reversible. Now, I'll make this disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. But I do have a word that I've gotten from God as it relates to health and healing. So again, and it's a proven fact that if you eat according to Genesis 1:29, most of the time, you're going to see a lot of these things that are the world's diseases. Now, they won't be anywhere near you, nor your dwelling. And that's a fact. So again, I'm here to encourage, you know, again, listen, everybody enjoys food. Food is one of those things where we have celebrations around food. We get married and we have a big celebration and we eat. People graduate from school. We eat. People, you know, pass the bar exam. We eat. People, you know, we have funerals. We eat. I mean, yeah, we have celebrations all the time and nothing's wrong with celebrations. Now, the key is we can't have a celebration every day, y'all. That's not prudent. We can't have a celebration every day. There are times for feasts. Now, if you go back in the Old Testament, they had feasts like occasionally, right? They weren't having feasts every day. That's why it was a big deal for everybody to come together, a bunch of food, everything else. Because, yeah, they were having those feasts at certain appointed times. There are time and place for everything under the sun. Solomon said it best. So now there's a time to have feasts. I'm not against having feasts. And so this is the thing, too, about I know a broadcast like this may not be kind of like the most popular thing, because, look, you know, everybody slips up when it not say everybody. Most of us slip up when it comes to eating, and most of us, you know, we may have something in our hand right now. If you're listening in your car, you may have something in your hand right now that you like, you know what? I've said about 10 times, I need to stop eating or drinking these. Right? But I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to condemn you. That's not what I'm here for. As I said, faith comes by hearing. I just want you to hear. I just want you to hear so you can get faith for something different, something better. Now, this is the thing. I want you to think about this. When you think about the Bible and God's people and how they were living, Joshua, and now some of you out there, because no, this is not a this is a live broadcast, but it's not a call-in show. So if you have some questions or things like that, and I'm going to ask you some questions. And you can send the answers in to bodiesinchrist@gmail.com, or you can even text me at 336-684-5050. If you have questions, if you have comments that we can maybe read those over the air in one of our other broadcasts. So this is the thing I was going to get to at Joshua and Moses. You all know the story, you Bible scholars out there. And a lot of times we start thinking when we get a certain age that it's time to settle down. But you know why it's time to settle down? Because we're tired. You know why we're tired? Because of what we've been fueling our bodies with. See, if you go back to biblical times and we think about Joshua and you hear the saying that, oh, this is the Joshua generation, like they're going to, you know, young kids, it's going to take over. When Joshua took over for Moses, Joshua was 80 years old. He was 80 years old when he took over for Moses. But he had the life force, he had the vitality, he had everything that it took to get the job done, to complete the mission. So again, that's a big part of why, you know, I'm doing this and called to do this, is for you to have the energy and vitality to complete the mission, whatever that mission is. And the mission doesn't have to end at 65 when, you know, the society says, hey, it's time for you to slow down. It's time for you to retire. It's time for you to hang them up. No, but if you have the energy and vitality, it's time for you to get started. Right? Because now you have some wisdom. See, and that's what the world says. Say, you know, like energy is waste on youth. Because youth, you know, we're doing all kind of dumb stuff. But then when we get older, we don't have the energy. to really exercise the wisdom. But listen, we're in the kingdom, y'all. We're in the kingdom where it's called for us to have both the energy and the wisdom, right? Now, I know I'm in the studio right now. If I did a poll and asked these young, beautiful people in here, like if I had them to guess 100 times how old I was, they would never get it right. Never. And I would try to do that, but they can't really communicate. On your hands, how old do you think I am in the studio? Just give me, what was that? 50, 30, 35, 30, 37. Okay. We're about to wrap this up. 37. One said 30, one said 37. Family, I'm thankful to say on my birthday, on October 5th, if the Lord allows me, I'll be 63 years old. Now they're shocked, but now they're just saying that to say what God has done is doing is real, y'all, if we heed it. Listen, we're about to cut out here today. Time flies when you're having fun. But again, I want to thank our sponsors, Choice Behavior Health, as well as Kingdom Builders Association and Gifted Healing, all of Greensboro. And we'll get back to it. God bless you. Love you. Look forward to the next time.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Tune in every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for a Kingdom Health Transformation with Mike James on The Light.